You're listening to SBS News.
Alicia Stone never thought she'd study the environment at university, but becoming more aware about climate change around 18 months ago eventually led her to start a double degree of law and environmental policy and management at the University of Adelaide this year.
I originally wanted to do psychology and social work because I've always wanted to help people. That's sort of been my main focus in like trying to decide what career I want in the future. But as soon as I got involved with more politics and climate change and things like that, I thought, what better way to like help people than work in this field, because it's, you know, one of humanity's biggest threats at the moment in the long term.
She says the government hasn't done enough to fight climate change, and that was a big driver in her decision about what to study.
That has really like increased my desire to do the degree more recently, especially like, you know, due to the bushfires and everything. Really since Scott Morrison won the election, that was like a big turning point. Because, you know, it was the unlosable election for Labor and he's made some awful decisions for the country. So it's definitely made me want to pursue this even more.
17-year-old Rachel Leeson agrees.
The wildlife that's been absolutely wiped out is really scary because the species are already vulnerable. And just thinking about the future too, like, am I going to have to get used to watching this every year? Like, 6 months of intense fires.
Rachel's just started a double degree of urban and environmental planning and a Bachelor of Science at Griffith University in Brisbane. She says it's important that more young people study the environment at university.
As long as I can remember thinking about university, I have wanted to study an environmental degree. Not enough action is being taken on climate change in a lot of different fields and areas, and so I think we need as many people as possible going into all fields, really, looking to improve sustainability in their chosen fields.
The start of a new tertiary education year comes as various universities around the country report increasing levels of interest in their environmental courses. Catherine Pickering, the head of Griffith University's School of Environment and Science, says that's the case at Griffith.
We're seeing more and more students interested in studying environmental science. And in part, this reflects this increasing concern in the community about the impacts of climate change on the natural environment. One of the other things that we're seeing is there's also an increase in employment in environmental science as lots of industries start to realise the importance of doing good environmental practices.
Spokespeople from Flinders University, RMIT University, the University of Newcastle, the University of Wollongong, Deakin University and more also told SBS News their environmental-related degrees have also increased in popularity in recent years. In a statement, Deakin's Deputy Vice Chancellor of Education, Liz Johnson, said interest in the university's degrees continued to rise.
Our wildlife and conservation biology course has seen a dramatic rise in popularity, with a 38% increase in offers from 2019 to 2020. Our newly introduced marine science course has been an immediate hit with commencing students this year, who are mostly school leavers of 2019. It ranks as our third most popular new course for 2020.
Alicia Stone says she's not sure what workplace she'll find herself in after graduation, but she does know exactly the kind of role she wants to play when she gets there.
My plans for the future are really either to get into politics, to be able to be more heavily involved in policy making, or even just working as a part of council or something like that, to have more of an impact in the decisions that are being made on behalf of Australians.
Evan Young, SBS News.